Adam Fox says he and his clients, Amalgamated Sugar among them, are celebrating. That's after a judge in Los Angeles tossed out an attempt to block their case. But the judge did have doubts about one aspect of that case. Fox can go ahead and sue the trade group, the Corn Refiners Association, but not the members. To do that, they need to show those members were involved with the high fructose corn syrup ad campaign.
That there was a relationship of control over the Corn Refiners Association in order to bring companies like Archer Daniels Midland and Cargill into the litigation.
The court did give the sugar growers a chance to amend their complaint. They have until mid-November to show why they should be allowed to sue individual corn refiners. That's important to the sugar growers because that's where the money is.
If we are to engage in any corrective advertising, or if we're able to get a damages award, we need to be able to get those resources somewhere. If the Corn Refiners Association doesn't have that money, we need to get to the individuals or companies that funded the Corn Refiners Association.
The amount of damages involved would be determined if the case goes to trial. The corn refiners responded to our interview requests with a written statement. In it, they call their advertising on high fructose corn syrup an educational campaign and say it's based on science. I'm Adam Cotterell, KBSX News.